यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे जय राधा वृंदावन चंद्र राधा वृंदावन चंद्र राधे जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय प्रभुपाद नितय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल नितय गौर हरि बोल
श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की श्री प्रभुपाद की ओम ज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुं श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपां सागर जाता सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साधुवैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादा सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरतुषे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिन इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे Hare Krishna. We welcome all of you for this Sunday feast program. This is the series of Gaur Katha or Gaur Purnima lectures which is going on here for last 2 or 3 days. And I am very, very fortunate, very grateful that I have this opportunity to render some service to all of you on the order of His Grace Baldev Prabhu. Somehow Baldev Prabhu tricked me to render this service, although I was not much happy about it, but now that I'm here, we'll try to discuss something about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. The first and foremost thing for all of us is to realize and experience our gratitude to Srila Prabhupada, because without Srila Prabhupada, these days we would have been simply celebrating at the most as holy festival. In India, in all the states, especially in North India, this Gaur Purnima festival is celebrated as holy. And people know about holy, they have colors, they have dyes, and sometimes they become too notorious, they have other dirty substances also, where they try to put people into that. A lot of accidents take place, a lot of people are hospitalized. And without coming in touch with Srila Prabhupada and his movement, hardly any one of us would have ever celebrated Gaur Purnima. At least, although being born in India, before I got introduced to Krishna consciousness movement, I never heard of Gaur Purnima, never heard of Lord Gauranga or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. Let us see how many of us had heard. How many of you present here have heard of Gaur Purnima festival on the same day as the holy festival? You are celebrating it in some way. Please raise your hand if you were. One more. Maybe from Bengal or Odisha. So in Bengal and Odisha, some people know about Lord Chaitanya's appearance. They celebrate Gaur Purnima. Other than that, rest all of India and all of world, people just do not know about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And not knowing about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this age is a disaster much greater than any other calamity which can come on this planet. This is how, you know, many of our Vaishnava poets and acharyas, they describe that not knowing Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not knowing His glories, and you know, simply living life, even in the human form, is not appreciable, is condemned. So this is Srila Prabhupada's mercy that He brought Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in all of our lives. And now we know it and we are celebrating 3 days festival. And in Shida Mayapur, there is a whole month of festivities. There is Kirtan Mela, there is Shravana Mela, there is a Leader Sangha, and there is a Navadip Mandal Parikrama. And as Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has predicted, this time in Navadip Mandal Parikrama, there was a Indian group, of course, Hindi group, there was a Bengali group, there was an international English group, and there was a Russian group altogether. So many devotees from Russia that there was a Russian group. And for the first time, there was a group of devotees from China, and there was a separate yatra for them, the Chinese group as well. So this is Srila Prabhupada who has fulfilled the desire of all the previous acharyas, that people from all the continents and all the countries coming together as brothers and sisters to chant the holy name in the holy town of Navadvip Mayapur. And we have become so fortunate because we have come to know of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Shastras describe that human form of life is so very rare. There are living entities which are movable and which are immovable. And among the movable living entities, there are living entities on earth, there are some who fly in the sky like birds and all, and there are living entities who live as aquatics. And there are millions and billions of living entities in each category. And those who live on earth, there are many, many varieties. There are tigers and cats and rats, all the different kind of animals. And then there are human beings. Human beings constitute a small part of the total population of different kind of, you know, living beings. Sometime Especially in Bombay, it may appear like we have so many humans, especially local train on a Monday morning traveling from Virar to Churchgate. We feel like how many people are there. In the bogie, they are there. Between the bogies, they are there. On the top of the bogies, they are there. But actually, if we compare it with just the number of ants or number of rats in this, you know, Chowpatty area itself, that number will be far greater. And what to say of the viruses and bacteria and all. So huge number. So human population is a very small fraction of the total number of living entities. And then among humans also, there are civilized and uncivilized human beings. And among civilized human beings, there are very few who follow the Vedic scripture. Because a human being is considered as good as a two-legged animal only unless he come to understand the scriptures. That's why in Hindi it is called Manushya. Manushya means one who follows Manu Samhita, that is Manushya. Without following the Vedic scripture, there is no difference because the activities are same, eating, sleeping, eating, defending. So when a person understands Vedic literature, that time at least he becomes qualified to be called a proper human being, Manushya. And then, in the Vedic literature itself, there is so much about so many different kind of karma kanda, jnana kanda, the different kind of processes and different kind of destinations people aspire for. And most of the people get caught up into these sub-religious principles. Many, many people practice karma kanda. They go to holy places, they follow the different kind of worships for fulfilling some desire. It's not uncommon. In India, we all know. You know, once you are in Tirupati, so when you climb the Tirupati staircase, on the side there are some stones kept one on the top of another. And I was wondering why they have kept it like that. So I asked a local devotee, I don't know how far he knew, but at least what he told, I'll tell you. So I asked, what is this? He said, people believe that because it's the Venkatadri, it's the auspicious hill. So if they make a, you know, kind of hill kind of thing there, keeping one rock or one brick on the top of another, then they will become the owner of this many buildings in their next life. So I was thinking, people are coming to all the way to take darshan of Tirupati Balaji, and rather than praying to get off the cycle of birth and death, they are praying to own a building, you know, of this many stories, whatever stories it is. So in India, it's not uncommon for people to practice religious principles for fulfilling some material desire. And then, after practicing that for many, many lifetimes, a person may come to the knowledge that ultimately everything is so temporary, so short-lived. Live for a few years and then everything is gone. And then a person may aspire for liberation, for merging into Brahma Jyoti, may practice Jnana Yoga. And as he further advances, he comes to the path of Ashtanga Yoga, try to meditate on Paramatma. And among thousands and thousands of such jnanis and yogis, after many, many lifetimes, hardly a person is able to understand that Lord Vasudev, Lord Krishna is all in all. Bhavanam janvanavante, jnanavan mam prapadyate, vasudevam sarvam iti, sa mahatma sudurlava. Such a great soul is very, very rare. Muktanam visiddhanam koteshapi mahamuni. Narayana Parana, that among crores and crores of jnanis and yogis and those who are liberated, hardly one is able to surrender to Lord Narayana. And then even those who surrender to Lord Narayana, for them to understand Krishna is so rare, so difficult. In India, many times people think that Krishna is just one of the incarnations of Vishnu. In the Dashavatar, very common, people see it like that. But actually Krishna is avatari. Krishna is the source of all other incarnations. And Krishna is the source of Vishnu also. Krishna has four more qualities than Lord Narayana or Lord Vishnu. So a very fortunate soul, by the mercy of Guru Krishna Prasadabhai Bhakti Lata Bij, by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, may be able to understand Krishna in truth. But then, even after knowing Krishna, the understanding of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is still further deep. Because Gauranga Mahaprabhu is not just Krishna, he is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. Combined form of Srimati Radharani and Krishna. So it's so very rare. And very rarely known, just like we saw in this entire temple all having almost, you know, few hundred devotees. Hardly any one of us have heard about Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mayapur Dham, or Navadip Dham, or Panch Tattva, or Gaur Purnima. We didn't hear that. Although we have heard of Krishna, correct? Janmashtami, everyone has celebrated, right? How many of us have celebrated Janmashtami before we came to ISKCON also? Janmashtami, Dahihandi, everyone celebrated. So, this knowledge of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very rare, very hidden. So, all our acharyas have glorified the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the topmost mercy being available for uplifting the conditioned souls. And in our today's discussion, we will try to discuss something about the characteristics of Lord's appearance, and which we can meditate for the entire year till next Gaur Purnima comes. Because we started by lecture by His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, telling us about the how Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu blessed so many prominent personalities, Lord Brahma and Lord Indra, so many other great souls. And then we heard about Lord's appearance. And yesterday we heard from Vishwarupa Prabhu about Lord Chaitanya's childhood pastime. Today from Shyamananda Prabhu we heard about Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's feelings before writing Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we'll discuss a few things about Lord Mahaprabhu's, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special appearance, speciality of his appearance, special characteristics of his appearance. And we can meditate on them and be, you know, ever grateful for Lord to appear and for Srila Prabhupada to give this knowledge to us. As Srila Prabhupada went to New York in the Jaladuta ship in 1965, so along with Srimad Bhagavatam, 300 copies of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada was also carrying a copy of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, a Bengali copy of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And this is a very intimate, loving exchange between the Lord and his devotee, and how the Lord tests his devotees, and the devotee also fully surrenders to the Lord, never complains for any situation. Although Srila Prabhupada was going to fulfill the desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu, as told to him by his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj. And yet he has to face so many challenges on his voyage to New York. And then, after he has gone through those two very terrible heart attacks, Srila Prabhupada writes in the Jaladuta diary that I am so far away from Vrindavan, from the my Lord Sri Radha Govind Dev Radha Madan Mohan Radha Gopinath. But I am finding solace in the nectarine of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srila Prabhupada was reading and relishing Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita while on his journey to New York City. And he says the nectarine of life is Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Srila Prabhupada was so fond of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that even in the early days, like 1966, late 1966, after ISKCON was established in 22nd Avenue, Srila Prabhupada was giving lectures on Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. You know, Lord's teaching to Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. And not only that, there's a conversation in the folio where they are discussing about a drama that Srila Prabhupada wanted them to enact. And the devotees were so new at that time that they were, Prabhupada was describing how Sanatana Goswami was imprisoned, how Rupa Goswami escaped, and they were so confused. Who escaped? Lord Chaitanya escaped, or Nava Bhasin Shah escaped, or Sanatana Goswami was caught? So it was very new for devotees at that time. But it was Srila Prabhupada's desire that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's glories be spread far and wide. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is our Ishtadev, is the Lord of our heart, is our Kuladevata. We are Gaudiya Vaishnavas, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is our Kuladevata, as His Grace Shyamananda Prabhu was telling in the morning. So it's very befitting, very important for us to remember His qualities and know the specialities of His appearance. So there are five qualities which we will try to discuss. There are innumerable qualities, but just five we will try to discuss, which will bring us closer to the heart of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. We will discuss them in the form of the acronym HEART, one quality for each letter. So the first and the foremost thing is that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is an hidden incarnation. is a Channa avatar. And that is why we never knew it. Right? Because Channa avatar, hidden means, what is the glory if hidden thing is known to everyone? If it becomes a public news, then what is the meaning of being hidden? So he is a hidden incarnation. And not only to us he is unknown, even to those who know Vedas, who are Vedantists, still to them, they cannot understand the identity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Although he is there, he is present in the scripture, his appearance is predicted in the scripture, still, unless we get the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees, even though we read the scripture, we will not be able to understand it. The proof is in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita itself. When Sri Gopinath Acharya told Sarvam Bhattacharya, if some of you are there in the morning, His Grace Shyamananda Prabhu had described the pastime at great length about how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu transformed Sarvam Bhattacharya. But when Sarvam Bhattacharya saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a young, very beautiful sannyasi, Sarvam Bhattacharya wanted to instruct Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Vedanta. And Gopinath Acharya was saying that he is the Supreme Lord himself. He is Vedesha Sarve Rahama Vidyu, Vedanta Krit Veda Vedeva Chaham. By all the Vedas, he is to be known. He is the compiler of all the Vedas. And you want to teach him Vedanta? So Sarvam Bhattacharya debated with him. He said, how can you say he is the Lord? Lord is Triyugi. Lord comes only in three Yugas. He does not come in Kali Yuga. He is Triyugi. He is not mentioned in the scripture. And Gopinath Acharya quoted from Mahabharata, he quoted, from Srimad Bhagavatam, he quoted. Sarvam Bhattacharya could not believe, could not trust. And then Gopinath Acharya said that when you get the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees, then only you will be able to accept it. So many people in India may take him like a great saint. In the history books, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name may appear as a medieval saint. But to accept him as the Supreme Lord of all, as Avatari, same as Lord Krishna, it requires faith, which is acquired in the association of Lord Chaitanya's devotees. So he's a Channa avatar, he's a hidden incarnation. Although in the Vedic literature there are indications, many places, there is a Chaitanya Upanishad which describes not only about Lord's appearance, but even his activities and the place at which he will appear. So why he came as Channa avatar, why he came as hidden incarnation? Because even though he came as hidden incarnation, still there are so many people in this age who proclaim themselves to be the incarnations. Even in Mumbai, some avatar is coming very soon. There are big billboards that such and such avatar is coming. So, Lord came as a hidden incarnation so that he was not coming in the role as a Supreme Lord. Rather, he wanted to come in the role of his devotee. Why? Srila Prabhupada explains in a lecture which he gave in March 1976 in Mayapur on the Gaur Purnima day, that he came as Krishna and he ordered everyone, Sarva Dharman Parityaja Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraja. But he said, people in this age, if you order them to do something, they rebel. It's a characteristic of people of this age. If you tell them to do something, that's the same thing they will not do. Common tendency we also have. Sometimes parents tell the child what not to do, and the child will exactly do that. And tell them what to do, a child will not do that. So there is a tendency to not obey the order. So that is why, although Krishna ordered, but people did not follow it. They did not give up different kind of isms and different kind of religion. Rather, they created more isms and more religions. You know, Prabhupada says that in this land of India, an avatar is created every day. In the factory of India, an avatar is manufactured every day. You know, people already have so many devatas and so many different kind of things. Still people, you know, concoct so many different kind of gods. So Krishna ordered and people did not follow. So Lord Chaitanya did not want to come in the role of God, but rather he wanted to come in the role of a devotee so that he can inspire and he can take people with him and teach them the process of surrender. Also, Krishna also made Krishna consciousness very easy. Srila Prabhupada says, Krishna simply says, Rasoham Apsu Kaunteya. That every time if we drink water, and we have to drink water, that's basic necessity. So every time we drink water, if we simply remember the taste of water is Krishna, then we will become perfectly Krishna conscious. Prabhupada went to such a degree of, you know, extending the compassion that he says, even if there's a drunkard and he's drinking wine, If we just think the taste of wine is Krishna, then very soon he will also become a devotee. So who doesn't drink water? Everyone drinks water. But still, people will drink water and never think of Krishna. He said, Pravasmi Shashi Shurayo, I am the light of sun and moon. The light of sun and moon is practically all pervading. It's there everywhere. Right? And it's not created by us. Once His Holiness Radha Swami Maharaj was telling that how, you know, it's not that the sun is like a factory where the coal is being put. Demigods are just shoveling the coal and then, you know, the coal is burning and the light is coming. It's not like that. You don't see like that. Although we have to do it. We have to do it in the coal engines earlier, and now the thermal power plant, we have to put the coal and burn it and everything else. So they are simply, you know, that light is simply the light of the Lord. If one understands this light of the sun and moon is coming from Krishna, he will become Krishna conscious. But people will use that sunlight, they will put solar power plant and everything, and still say, God doesn't exist. And then somebody may Vedanta say, we don't believe in God, we will chant Om. So he says, Pranava Sarva Vedeshu, that I am the syllable Om among all of that. So Krishna also made himself very easily available, but still people did not take advantage. So that is why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in the role of a devotee. But that doesn't mean that just on the, you know, basis of somebody telling, we should believe that he is an incarnation. How does one know whether one is an incarnation or not? Anyone can claim to be an incarnation. People are claiming. So the basis of knowing who is an incarnation, who is not an incarnation, is Shastra. So in the Vedic Shastras, all the incarnation, along with their activities, along with their, you know, characteristic, they are already mentioned. So there are Swarup Lakshan, which are given in the scripture. Swarup Lakshan refers to the bodily symptoms. For example, the lotus palms of the Lord and the lotus, the soles of the lotus feet of the Lord, they have certain markings. There is a chakra and gada and lotus flower. When Akrura went to Vrindavan and he saw the footsteps of Krishna in the dust of Vraja, then he could identify because all the markings were there. So like that, Lord's lotus feet and Lord's lotus palms, they have marking on them. It's one of the bodily symptoms. Similarly, there are many details are given. There are 32 symptoms which are given. And anybody claims to be an incarnation, he should be tested. Everything should be accepted after testing. So we are not able to go in detail, but if you read Chaitanya Bhagavat or Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat especially, all the details are mentioned, how all these characteristics are present in the transcendental body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then there are Tatastha Lakshan. There are Lakshan about where he will appear, where the Lord will appear, when he will appear, the place name, the names of his mother and father, and the activities what he will do. So there are many, many references for that. Whole Chaitanya Upanishad is there, in Srimad Bhagavatam they are there, in Atharvaveda they are there, in Samaveda they are there, in Vayu Purana they are there. So some of our devotees have made a PowerPoint presentation. And if you have not seen it, I mean, you can take it from me after the lecture if you want. You should see it, because it's not that just because we worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so we accept him as the Supreme Lord. Actually, it is on the authority of the Vedic literatures that we accept Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Lord. All the activities and all his entire mission is being described. The place of his appearance, his mother's name, father's name, everything is described in great detail. In Srimad Bhagavatam itself is says, what is that verse? Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishna Sango Pangastra Parshadam Yagya Sankirtana Prayer Yajanti Hi Sumedas. This is Srimad Bhagavatam, where it says that Krishna Varnam, this incarnation of the Lord, is always describing the glories of Krishna. Krishna Varnam, he's always either chanting the holy names of Krishna or chanting the glories of the Lord, chanting the activities of the Lord. Tusha Krishna, his Tusha, his bodily hue, his bodily color is A Krishna. Krishna is Shyamvarna, but it is not Shyamvarna, it is Gaurvarna. And Sango Pangastra Parshadam. He has come with his associates and with his weapons. So different incarnations come with different weapons. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's weapon are his own devotees. And all other incarnation when they come, they also do what? Dharma samsthapana hetu sambhavami yuge. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskrita. To protect the pious and to annihilate the miscreant and to re-establish the religious principle, Lord appears again and again. So, they use weapons because they have to establish the religious principle. So Krishna and Vrindavan Leela did not use any weapon at all, but when he went to Mathura, then he had his, you know, bow and arrow and the Kaumudi club and Saranga bow and his sword. His personalized weapons were there when he was in Mathura and Dwarka. He used the Sudarshan Chakra to cut off the head of Shishupal, other demons. And Lord Ramchandra has a celebrated bow and arrow. Varadev has his tusk. Narsingdev has his nails. So, to kill the demons, they use the weapons. Or Narsingdev use the nails. But the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not to kill anyone physically, but to kill the demonic propensity in their heart. And for that, the weapons which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu uses is his devotees. His devotees, by their mercy, by their kindness, by their compassion, by their sacrifice, they actually transform the heart of, you know, sinful people. Srila Prabhupada says that Lord Nityananda Prabhu delivered only one Jagai and Madhai, but by the power of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, now so many thousands of Jagai and Madhai are getting delivered all over the world. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not destroy the people, he destroys the demonic propensity in the hearts of people using the weapons of his devotees. Sango Pangastra Astra Parshadam. Yagya Sankirtana Prayer Yajanti Hi Sumedasa. But who will be able to worship this incarnation? Sumedasa. Not even intelligence. Sumedasa means very, very exceptionally intelligent. So anyone who comes to know of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we should know that he is a very, very intelligent person, supremely intelligent. Just like if somebody gets admission in Indian colleges, in engineering college or medical college, then we should understand he's already qualified the entrance exam, that's why he's there. Similarly, anyone who comes to know Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we should understand he's Somedasa, he's very intelligent. And how is he worshipped? Yagya Sankirtana Praya. He's worshipped by performing the Sankirtan Yagya, the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so kind, so merciful. Even Krishna kept some qualification. In Bhagavad Gita, if you read, he says, Esham tu antagatam papam janana punya karmana te dvanda moha nirmukta bhajante vam. That those who become free from dualities of envy and illusion, and those who have exhausted all the reaction of their sinful activities, only such people are able to approach me. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had kept no qualification. And not only that, Nityananda Prabhu is so merciful that he runs after the conditioned souls. They are running away from him and he runs after them to give the mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Krishna says, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Yome Bhaktya Prayachati. Offer me with love and devotion a fruit, a flower, some water. Mahaprabhu said, just do Sankirtan. And no rules, no regulation. Tatra Arpita Niyamite Smarane Nakala. Mahaprabhu understood that in this day and age, nothing else will be effective. So he did away with all the rules and regulation and simply just chant the holy name anytime. After bathing, before bathing, on the bed, off the bed, in the train, traveling, you know, anytime one can chant. So this is the great mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And many of our Vaishnav poets, many acharyas have revealed the truth about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in their songs. Shanartham Das Thakur says, Rajendra Nandana Jai Sachi Sota Hoilo Sei Balarama Hoilo Nitai. That same Rajendra Nandan Krishna who appears in Vrindavan, he appears in the form of Sachi Sota as the son of Madhur Sachi. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Vedera Pratigya Rakhi Varatare Rukma Varna Viprasuta. That to fulfill his promise as given in the Vedas to protect the religious principle, to kill the demons, he has come in the form of Rukma Varna, in the Gaur Varna, Viprasuta, as the son of a Brahmana. And he has come as the son of Sachimata. So, this is the first characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, that it is a hidden appearance, it is a hidden incarnation. Although the truth are revealed in the Vedas, But unless one comes in the association of devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even after reading the Vedas, as we saw in the case of Sarvam Bhattacharya, one will not be able to understand it. One will not be able to believe it. Second special characteristic of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance is that he is a Lord who teaches by his own example. Apani Acharya Prabhu Jagatel Sikha. So generally, when the Supreme Lord appears as Lord, as the Supreme Lord, his activities cannot be, inspiration can be taken, but they cannot be imitated. Like Lord Sri Ramchandra killed Ravana, and Krishna performed so many wonderful feats. He lifted Govardhan Hill, and he performed Rasa dance, and he killed so many demons. So, we can relish them by hearing, and glorify the Lord, and in this way purify our heart. But because, as we are discussing, because the living entity did not follow the order of Lord as given, they said, you did Raslila, we will also do Raslila. Rupa said, when Lord does, it is Raslila. When others do, that becomes Raskalila. So they want to imitate. The living entities have the tendency to imitate rather than following the instruction. Lord is saying, you surrender unto me. And the living entity says, why should I surrender? Why should I surrender to you only? In fact, some of the commentator, they say, Krishna is too demanding. Man, mana, bhav, mad, bhakto, madhyaji, mam, namaskaru, mam, avashyasi, satyam, te, me. It's a, you know, looks like so much demanding. But actually what Lord is demanding is simply that our natural state, jivara sarup hoy, Krishna ra nitya das. We can only be happy under one condition. When we fully, utterly, causelessly surrender to the Supreme Lord Krishna. But still, they're not ready. The living entities are not ready for their own benefit. They are in competition with the Lord. So the Lord decides that, okay, I'll come in the form of my devotee. And then by my example, I will take them with me and then teach them the process of devotional service. And that is why Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings that beautiful song. O Dilo Aruna Purabha Bhage Dvijamani Gauramani Jage Bhakta Samuha Loya Sathe Gela Nagara Braje. Bhakta Samuha Loya Sathe. And he took all the devotees with him and others joined, and then he taught them the process of devotional service. Apani Acharya Prabhu Jagatel Sikha. By his own example, he is teaching others how to practice the process of devotional service, how to take shelter of Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also sings in that beautiful song. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jivedaya Kari Swaparshada Swiya Dhamma Sahavatari. That only for the sake of Jivadaya, only for the sake of delivering the fallen souls, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. How? Swaparshada, with his own associates, Swadhama, own abode, Sahavatari, and he has appeared. And for what? Atyanta Durlabha Prema Kari Bare Dana Shikhaye Sharanagati Bhakatera Prana. He has come to teach the process of Sharanagati. How to take shelter of the Lord. This is the great science. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching by his own example. And in whatever ashram, whatever order of life he lived, he set such an ideal example for all of us to follow. When he was, you know, living in Grihastha Ashram with Lakshmi Priya, Shrimati Lakshmi Priya, or Shrimati Vishnu Priya, and he said that every day at least he will invite 15 to 20 sannyasis at his house for prasad. And there was no pre-notice. They were not like informed and scheduled or something. He will just meet, and then he will say at the bank of Ganges, and he will say, please come to my house for prasad. Just a few hours before. And then he will send the message to Mother Sachi and Vishnu Priya, Lakshmi Priya, and then they will prepare a big feast. He showed by his own example how a Grihastha should be charitable and should invite sadhus for prasadam at that place. That is the dharma. When he took sannyas, then he was such a strict sannyasi. Sri Jagadanand Pandit wanted to make arrangements for giving comfort to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because he's the Supreme Lord. In fact, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's avatar, another of his speciality is his renunciation. As Krishna has six opulences in full, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also has all the six opulences in full. But the most highlighted opulence is his renunciation. Just to teach and to do good to them who are running away from him. Srila Prabhupada says at one place that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so famous that when he called out for a non-cooperation movement against the Qazi, when the Qazi broke the drum, practically the entire town of Nadia, they came out on the streets. And Lord Chaitanya has ordered them to make mashals, torchlights. And they made torchlights and the entire town came to participate in the Sankirtan led by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the house of Qazi. And in Chaitanya Bhagavatam, that pastime it described at great length, in great detail, how so many people participated. Even the demigods, they took the form of humans and they came and participated in that Harinam Sankirtan. Such was the excitement, such was the ecstasy of that Kirtan. The thieves, they were thinking that now it's very good time because everyone is outside. Everyone is just going to participate in Kirtan and we are going to go and rob every single house. When they entered the houses, the Kirtan was so tumultuous, they started singing in Kirtan, they forgot what they have come for. The Kirtan. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so famous on one call, one message. There was no WhatsApp or no Facebook or nothing. Just one call, word to word. And the entire town of Navadi came with the torchlights. The Qazi was powerful, he has all the forces, all the army. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has such fame. So it was not that he took sannyas for delivering the devotees. He took sannyas for those people who were not respecting him, who were not obeying his order. The Mayavadis, atheists. For such people, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu renounced his loving associates, his old mother, his young wife, and took sannyas. So as a sannyas, he was very strict. Although Jagadanand Pandit tried to give him comforts in so many ways. At one time, Shiva Jagadanand Pandit brought a whole pot of sandalwood oil. Sandalwood oil is very costly. So he went to Navadvip and whatever Jagadanand Pandit had, he sold off everything just to purchase sandalwood and then to grind it and turn it into oil. And then he got a pot and then he brought it. He never kept it on the ground all throughout the journey from Navadvip till Jagannath Puri. All the time he was carrying it or tying a cloth and hanging it on the branch because it is bhoga, it is to be offered to the Lord. And yet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he saw that, appreciated the hard work, did not accept it. And there are so many other ways, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lived as a strict sannyasi to set an example. And then by his own example in so many different ways, how one should be enthusiastic to serve the Vaishnavas. He cleans the Gundicha temple. And no other incarnation in which Lord does such pastime with his devotees. Taking all the devotees from Jagannath Puri and all the devotees from Bengal. He cleans the temple thoroughly. The whole chapter narrated by Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami about cleansing of Gundicha temple. Every day he did Sankirtan with the devotees. And after every event, there will be prasadam. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to show that what a great fortune it is to have the opportunity to serve prasadam to the Vaishnavas. He'll personally serve. He will make the devotee sit in two lines and rows and personally serve. And then the devotee will request him to sit because unless he takes, other devotees will not take. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed by his own example the ideal conduct, ideal behavior of a devotee. When the devotees from Bengal will come, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will go all the way to Atharnala to receive them. And for every single devotee, he will have the chandan and he will apply the chandan on their forehead, he will garland them, he will embrace them and ask about their whereabouts, and like that there will be a big festival on their arrival. And when they will depart back from Bengal, then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will travel with them to Atharnala. And there, for several hours, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will glorify each and every single devotee. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited the characteristics of an ideal devotee. He just did not say about Tranadapi Sunichena Tarorapi Saishuna. But he did in his entire life, if you see, that he lived by this verse. So, this was the example which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu set for all of us to follow as his followers, as Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And another special characteristic of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is his associates.
So Lord always likes to give glory to his associates. That is Lord's intrinsic nature, that he loves his devotees more than himself. And Lord came as Ramchandra. When Hanumanji had to cross through the ocean, he just chanted, Jai Shri Ram! And then he took off from Mahendra Parvat and then he jumped off across Lanka. And when Lord himself has to go, when he was doing tapasya and he was doing meditation, trying to please Samudra Dev, Varuna Dev, Samudra Dev. And then finally, he made the bridge to cross over. So his devotee could just cross over by taking his name, but the Lord himself made the bridge to cross him over. So Lord always likes to glorify and give credit to his devotee more than himself. Now, Kurukshetra war, we know how Arjuna killed so many greatest stalwart. Krishna did not lift the weapon. But in a rational sense, Kurukshetra war is a very small war compared to the armies which Jarasandh was bringing. But Krishna took no credit for that. Jarasandh brought the army 17 times and Krishna annihilated all the armies and left Jarasandh to go back and again bring the army. 17 times. But the credit for killing Jarasandh was given to Bhima. Although Krishna killed all the armies. Krishna killed so many demons in Vrindavan. But still, Arjuna is glorified more as a warrior than Krishna. Krishna did not lift any weapon in the Kurukshetra war. So this is the nature of the Lord. Just like a loving father wants to give more credit to his son, he takes more pleasure in the glories of his son than his own glories. Sometimes you see that, somebody is a farmer or some work he's doing and his son studies and, becomes a graduate, postgraduate, goes for studying outside, abroad, in India especially. And when the son comes back and the father is so proud, and he says, my son has studied abroad and he has come back. So the father takes great pleasure. He himself could not do it. But it is great pleasure that his son has done it. Similarly, the Supreme Lord takes great pleasure in glorifying his associates. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the epitome of glorification of his associate, of his devotees. Although he came to propagate the Yuga Dharma, the Harinam Sankirtan, but whom did he make his Namacharya? He is the Yoga Avatar. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to propagate the Sankirtan movement. But the Acharya for the holy name, that position is reserved for Srila Haridas Thakur. And he goes in Siddha Bakul and inquires from Srila Haridas Thakur about Nama Tattva. It's a very amazing conversation which Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written in the book Harinam Chintamani. The conversation between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Haridas Thakur, where the glories of the Nama Tattva are revealed. How to chant the holy name, what are the 10 offenses, how to avoid them, the entire glories are revealed. So he made Srila Haridas Thakur as the Namacharya. And for Rasa Tattva, for the intimate loving dealings between Srimati Radharani and Sri Krishna, he inquired from Sri Ramananda Rai. He is Radha Krishna combined, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. And still, he is taking the pleasure of enunciating the glories of Radharani's love from the lotus lips of Srila Ramananda Rai. So like that, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took a special pleasure in glorifying his associate, glorifying his devotees. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Vedanta Krit Veda Vedeva Chaham. He is the compiler of all the Vedas. And yet, he instructed the Goswamis to write books. He just left the 8 verses of Sikshastaka. But he told the Goswami that you write literature, establishing the conclusions of bhakti as the supreme among all the paths. And then he went to Vrindavan and he discovered Radha Kunda, Sham Kunda. But he gave the credit of renovating Vrindavan and finding out all the lost places to all the 6 Goswamis of Vrindavan. Through them, he excavated all the holy places. So this is a special glory of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he takes great pleasure in glorifying his associates. So, and another speciality of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance is his rarity. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance is very, very, very rare. So, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraja Goswami describes in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that one yuga, Satyuga, it lasts for, or rather let's say from Kaliyuga. The Kaliyuga lasts for 4,32,000 years. And the duration of Dwapar Yuga is double of it, 8,64,000 years. And similarly, Treta Yuga 3 times, 12 lakh whatever years. And this 4 yugas combined together is called one Divya Yuga. So one Divya Yuga has one Satyuga, one Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, Kali Yuga. This is one Divya Yuga of 4 ages. And there are 1,000 such Divya Yugas in one day of Lord Brahma, which comes out to be 1,000 times 43,20,000 years. I don't know how much it is, maybe 4.3 billion years or something like that. So this is the duration of one day of Brahma. And Brahma's duration, daytime is 12 hours. Brahma is, takes rest for 12 hours. Generally, we take for 6 hours, Brahmaji takes for 12 hours. 12 hours is the daytime and 12 hours is the night time. So same duration is the duration of the night. So 4 billion, 32 million years, double it, 8 billion, 64 million years. In that period, in that scale, there's only once in the 28th millennium of the 7th Manvantara that Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, the original Krishna from Golok Vrindavan, descends. And in the following Kali Yuga, the next Kali Yuga after that, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself appears. This is for a few hundred, it's 10,000 years period. So 10,000 years compared to 8 billion 64 million years, you know what percentage it will be? It will be like just too insignificant. 10,000 years out of 8 billion 64 million years is such a tiny period. And can we imagine what our good fortune is that we are just in that era? Right now, in this day of Brahma, when original Swayam Bhagavan Krishna has appeared and after that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared, we are just here. And even after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, he performed his pastimes and with all his associate, and after that he again went back to his eternal abode. And after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his teachings got covered over. There are so many apasampradayas which came and covered the teachings. And then later on, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he revived the teachings. Then Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, he established the Gaudiya Math. And then Srila Prabhupada came and propagated the teachings far and wide in every town and village. And we are in that era when we are just such an easy access to everything. When Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has to get a Chaitanya Charitamrita, it took him around 17 years. Some say 13 years, some say 17 years, to get one copy of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is now available online. You can just order online and you get it at your home delivered. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance is very, very rare. It's not a commonplace thing, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appearance and what he is giving. And because he's avatari, he is the source of all other avatars also. And that is why, you know, our Gaurpunya meditation can go on throughout the year, because whatever other days may come, whatever other holy days, Madhav Tithis will come, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has manifested that form during his pastimes. For example, now, 25th of March, we'll be celebrating Ram Navami. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for the pleasure of his devotees, also manifested the form of Lord Ramchandra. So, at Shiva Sangan, one time when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat on the throne of Lord Vishnu and performed the Mahaprakash Leela, because Murari Gupta is Hanuman in Ram Leela, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is reciprocating affection with his devotees in the form they relate and they love the most. So in front of Murari Gupta, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Murari Gupta and manifested his form as Ram. And there was Lakshman by one side and Mother Sita by another side. And Murari Gupta saw himself and he had assumed the form of Hanuman with the tail in behind. So like that, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the form of Lord Ramchandra. He also took the form of Narasimha Dev. When Shiva Thakur used to perform Sankirtan at his house, so many of the Smartha Brahmanas, they were opposing and they were threatening him. And they were saying that we'll go and complain to the Qazi and the Qazi will come and destroy it. Not only that, he said, they were saying so many things. Now the Chaturmas and Lord is sleeping and this Shiva Thakur is chanting the holy name so loudly that Lord will awake, Lord will, you know, wake up, destroy all of us. And where it is written in Shastra that one should chant the holy name of the Lord loudly. And sometimes they'll be so angry, they'll say that let us destroy the house of Shiva Thakur and put it in Ganges. So one time there was a rumor that the boats filled with the Qazi soldiers, they are coming to destroy. And at that time Shiva Thakur was worshipping Lord Narasimha Dev for protection. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there. long past time, but Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there and then he broke open the door and manifested his form and Narasimhadev for the pleasure of Srivas Thakur. So like that, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has showed all the different form. At one time, at Murari Gupta's house, he saw a little water pot and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in the mood of Varadev, because Lord Varadev appeared to save Mother Earth, to rescue Mother Earth from the bottom of Garbhodha Goshen, because Hiranyaksha has imbalanced Mother Earth and planet Earth has fallen into the Garbhodha Goshen. So Lord came as Varadev to lift it up. So similarly, Lord came in the mood of Varadev at Murari Gupta's house and then manifested his form of Varadev, and he took that small pot, put on his nose, and he was taking Murari Gupta as his carrier, was moving around. So like that, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has manifested all the different, all the forms of different incarnation. In fact, one time on the Gaur Purnima lecture, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj has narrated how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has manifested the form of all other incarnation. So he's avatari, he's not avatari, he's avatari, he's the source of all other incarnation. So his appearance is very, very rare. And the last part, the T, because we are discussing about the heart part. So we saw that how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the hidden incarnation, is the Channavatar. Although it is there in the Vedas, but still people are not able to identify. And he comes because he wants to teach by his example as a devotee, how a devotee should be, how a devotee should behave, how a devotee should react to different circumstances and situations. And then we saw about his associates, how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu especially takes great pleasure in glorifying his associates, and the rarity of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. And the last word, T, that is said that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving what no other incarnation has ever given, the treasure of the spiritual world. Sri Narottam Das Thakur sings, Golokera prema dhana hari nama sankirtana ratina janme loke netaya. So it is nothing of this world. Once His Holiness Barsana Swami Maharaj was giving a lecture, he was telling that for an ant, a small ant, if it is given one grain of sugar, then it can appreciate it, because it can eat it, it can relish it, it can taste it. But the most precious diamond, say Kohinoor diamond, is given to the ant. The ant simply cannot appreciate the value, cannot understand what to do with this. Can't eat it also. Although the Kohinoor diamond can get all the sugar, it's more valuable than all the sugar present. But it is just beyond the faculty of that small tiny ant to understand and appreciate the value of the rare diamond. Similarly, he was saying that what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us, Krishna Prem, it's just a word for us. At least I have no realization in that. But based on the wordings of Acharya, they are trying to discuss that. That Krishna Prem, for which even the great demigods, the great souls, they are hankering for, that treasure of Krishna Prem, love for Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is distributing freely. And that is why Srila Prabhupada Swami has prayed, Namo Mahavadanya. Mahavadanya means is most magnanimous. Krishna Prem Pradayate. Krishna also did not give Krishna Prem. Krishna cannot give Krishna Prem. Only devotee of Krishna can give Krishna Prem. Right? Krishna se tumara, Krishna dite para, tumara shakati ache, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said. That only a devotee of Krishna can give Krishna Prem and Krishna. That's why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in the role of a devotee to give this treasure which has not been given. Anarpit charim chirat karunaya avatirnayo kalo. And to whom is he giving? Generally, when you give something valuable, you also look for a suitable recipient, right? Like when we study in college. So when the companies come for placement, when they want to offer a job with a package or whatever amount of salary, so they look for qualifications. They conduct a test, written test, and then they conduct a viva or interview, and they look for the most qualified people based on their degrees and marks and performance in interview, and they look for the qualified people. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so magnanimous that he is not looking for any qualification. The only qualification is the willingness to receive it with some faith. Shraddhavan jana hoye bhakti adhikari. One who has little faith, and that faith also is ready to give. How? Through the association of his devotees. Because faith is created by hearing about the Lord in the association of his devotees. So that faith also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is ready to give. So to the most unqualified people he is giving the highest thing. Because in this age of Kali Yuga, this is the most degraded age, age of quarrel and hypocrisy. All other ages have certain characteristics. Satyuga, 100% people are good. They are followers of Vedic literature and they do dhyana and everything. They realize the Lord. Then Treta Yuga comes. 25% degradation. One leg of dharma is broken. And 75% is still good. Dwapara 50% good. Kali Yuga practically no goodness. So all those people who could not cross over Satyuga, Treta, Dwapara Yuga, the backbencher, the most, like in a class, sometimes we see very grown-up people. The others are younger people and the grown-up people are there sitting on the backbenches. Why? Because they are there in the class 8 for last 4 years. They could not pass first attempt, second attempt, third attempt, fourth attempt. Just failures. So Kali Yuga is like that. It's not a glorious thing, but all the people who could not achieve the grace and the mercy of the Lord in previous ages, they are left over in this age. And that's why the qualities of the people of this age are narrated by, you know, Suta Goswami in Srimad Bhagavatam. What is that? Prayana Alpayeshu Sabhya Janeshun Kali Yuga. That their age is so short. At least previously there was a guarantee that people will live up to this age, 1,000 years, 10,000 years. Now nothing is predictable. Any moment, anything can happen to anyone. Young people are getting heart attacks, some are committing suicide, some are dying in train accident, and newer ways of dying. I mean, just I think last year that bridge at Mahad, when it goes to Pune, the bridge broke and all the cars were diving in, you know, all the cars and buses. Have you ever thought of this kind of tragedy? The bridge breaks and then people have been to Goa and they were so-called enjoying and happy and all, and they're having, you know, songs in the car and bus, and all of a sudden the bus lands up into water. That's all. Life finishes. So in this age, nothing is predictable. The age is so, you know, short. Even if a person lives, how long? 100 years has become like a rare thing. 60, 70, 80 years, a short year. And then it's not about just about the life, the duration of life. Even the duration of life is, the quality of life is so degraded. Manda. Manda means people are generally lazy. Lazy for everything, but especially for spiritual endeavor. People are ready to be in queue for buying a movie ticket for 2 hours, 3 hours to see the first show. But then to come to temple becomes such a rare thing. One time I met a gentleman in temple, Janmashtami. He said, "We come to temple very regularly." I said, "Really? I didn't see you so much." He said, "No, every Janmashtami, last 5 Janmashtami, every single Janmashtami we have come." So that is the regularity, you know. Especially in the spiritual matters, so much of reluctance and laziness is there. All other things, so much enthusiasm. But for, you know, for spiritual activities, so much hesitancy is there. And even if somebody is spiritually inclined, then manda sumanda matayu. Sumanda matayu means that even if somebody has some spiritual inclination, then there are so many cheating kind of religions to cheat. You know, so many ammas and so many babas and so many avatars to really cheat people. So many mantras, just sprinkle some water and you get self-realized. People want cheaper things. It's a world of cheaters and cheated. So even in the field of religion, people want quick fix solutions. They want people who can give them some basam, some ashes and just do miracles. People want miracles to happen in their life. Who will give the quicker result? They have a whole menu. You know? This will give in 5 months, 4 months, 2 weeks, 1 week, corresponding charges. So people do not take to the spiritual practices for purifying the heart. Rather, even the spiritual practices they want to use for fulfilling their material motives. Dhan sampati ghar aave, kashtam mitai tanka. So wealth should come and, you know, everything auspicious should come and body should be healthy. But how long? Is there anyone who ever has lived forever in this world? So even the religion is taken as a means to improve the materialistic standard of life. That is, especially in India. In India, even the religion and spirituality is treated like that. What can this person do? Can he cure the diseases? You know, can he get a better job for me? Can he get my son or daughter married? All these things are there for which people go for religious activities and spiritual things. So manda sumanda mata, even if they have religious inclination, they are misguided. They do not come on the true path. So many people misguiding in so many ways. You are God, I am God. There's a new age religion. I am not God, but I can make you God. People think, what a selflessness. He is not God, he can make me God. And for that he charges, you see. God charges. God is supposed to be Lakshmipati. God is supposed to be, you know, Lord of Lakshmi. But this so-called God, he wants some paisa, some rupees from those whom he is making God. So these all kind of, so many kind of cheating things are there all around. So manda sumanda matayo, and then manda bhagya, upadrita, always agitated. And earlier, at least people when they used to come from offices, they were peaceful. Sleep. The boss will not come at their door to knock and wake them up. Then came landline. So landline phone was still so rare. We remember, you know, being in a queue for STD booth, you know, being in queue to make a trunk call. Earlier there were trunk calls. You have to book your call and then they will connect it, and half of the time you will not be able to hear what they are saying. After 3 minutes the call will get cut. You know? And then came STD phones and landlines, and then came tiny mobiles. Not tiny, the big mobiles early. And that mobile was so costly, the incoming was costly, the roaming was costly. And then, you know, the smarter phones came, tiny mobiles with colored screens, with the colored numbers. And then rest is history, you know, everything else came. The smartphones, touchpad, internet at the touch of it. And then finally, if that was not sufficient, Jio came, as someone was telling, you know, to spoil everyone. So, upadrita, so much distraction. You know, addiction to mobile, addiction to WhatsApp has been a, you know, it's a bona fide addiction. People show withdrawal symptoms if they're not using that. Their hand itches, you know, their body trembles, you know, their mouth becomes dry. Sometimes tears start coming from their eyes if they don't, you know, see their mobile or WhatsApp message or Facebook message for some time. It's an addiction. Upadrita, and every time something comes, it only agitates the mind. What somebody has commented on what we put and this. Upadrita, so much. As Radhanath Swami Maharaj says, that this world is not so much threatened by the weapons of mass destruction as it is threatened by the weapons of mass destruction. So much destruction. So these are the qualities. You know, very short lifetime, laziness, being misguided by so many so-called spiritual paths, and then the mind is always agitated. And in this day and age, to this category of people, Mahaprabhu is giving anarpit charim chirat karunaya avatirneva kalo samarpitam unnat ujjwal rasam su bhaktishyam, that which has not been offered to anyone at any other time. That is what is offered. Because people approach God at different levels. Some want to improve their material life, that's one level. Some want to, even when they want to serve God, that is their own choice. Some want to merge into Brahma Jyoti. Some want to meditate on Paramatma. Ultimately, some want to serve the Supreme Lord in Vaikuntha. But here, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming and giving us access to a very personal, intimate, loving relationship with the Supreme Lord. And that is why this is the treasure of love for Krishna, what he is offering. And Vaishnava poets, they sing that if somebody misses that, how unfortunate is that? Avatar asara gora avatar kena na bhajilita. That the essence of all the incarnation is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, gora avatar, Lord Gauranga's appearance. And if I do not worship him, what a misfortune that is. Kari nire vasa gela na piyasa. I am living close to the reservoir of water, acting in water, but still I am thirsty. Just like a deer, musk deer, he has musk in his own navel, but he's searching, he's attracted by the fragrance, and he wants to go near the source. And he searches and searches and searches and searches and dies. But he's not able to recognize that the musk is there right in his own navel. So similarly, you see that true happiness, that wealth of relationship with the Lord is available so easily. Just chant the holy name of the Lord. Just serve the devotees. That's all. But still people are trying so many ways, so many different ways, so much hard work. Mumbai is so famous for that. So much of hard work, so much of traveling, so much of pain, so much of suffering. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving such an easy process. Kevala Ananda Kanda. Only chant, dance, feast. And take some rest and again chant, dance, feast. And take some rest and chant, dance, feast. That's all. But people are not ready for that. That is a misfortune. So he says that how I have tried in so many different ways. Swaravera Asha Palasha Shukeli Mana. That to smell the fragrance of Palasha flower. I smelled it, but then what happened? There were small worms, a small insect, and they bit my nose. So this is material world. No endeavor in this material world can bring, you know, pure happiness. This is some happiness mixed with a lot of distress. And that is why Krishna advises, yahi samsparsha ja bhoga dukkha yoneva evate. The wise people do not indulge in sense gratification, because as soon as we indulge a little bit in sense gratification, the misery is what follows. And he says that I worshipped, I served a tree, kantakera taru sadai saivali mana. That was my mind, I served a tree, like a babul tree, a thorn tree. Kantakera taru sadai saivali mana amrita paivala. For what? I desiring some nectar from that, desiring amrit from that. Now if I have a babul tree and I water it with all my hard work and all my good intentions, is it ever going to bear a mango fruit? It's only going to bear thorns. That's all. Maybe if I'm watering it properly, the thorns will come earlier than what it will come usually come. That's all what will happen. So similarly, all the materialistic endeavors which people make in this life to become happy, they simply end up in misery. Doesn't yield any happiness. But still, there's so much hard work involved for that. And prema kalpataru Sri Gauranga Amara. And here, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is prema kalpataru, which is the desire fulfilling tree, giving the prema. Tahare bhavile vishe. For him, I have no attraction. So this is the unfortunate condition this great Vaishnava poet reflects. That how although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give us the wealth, the treasure of the spiritual world, without expecting any qualification, simply on the basis of just accepting it with little faith, still we are so distracted and so unfortunate that we are not able to accept it. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed the holy name, distributed the mercy, and then he went back to his abode and he left his devotees. And it is Srila Prabhupada's speciality that he has taken that mercy and has flooded the entire world. Because now wherever we go, whether we go to any continent, any country, even to the degree if you go along the Amazon River, there is a book by His Holiness Indradhanu Swami Maharaj, Drums Along the Amazon. So he took a, you know, boat and he went in all the villages and all the, you know, such deep, dark forest areas, and there the Adivasis and all those people there, he taught them chanting of the holy name. So practically every nook and corner. And recently, I think last year, devotees took a DT of Srila Prabhupada in Antarctica. So that Srila Prabhupada went in his GT form to preach in Antarctica. So even within the igloos, you know, igloos and the Eskimos, you know, they are reading Bhagavad Gita, Dehino Ishman Yatha, Deha Komanavyo. So Srila Prabhupada's mercy is flooding the entire world, and he has, you know, by his kindness, he showered Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy all over the world. And his devotees, his disciples are continuing to do the same tirelessly. And if we can just accept it, that is such a great fortune. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give us the essence of religion. I'll conclude with that. And he says there are three things which are the essence of all the religious principles. That is Namaruchi, to have taste for the chanting of the holy name. And how does the taste come? By serving the devotees who have that taste. Vaishnava Seva. And to develop that taste and to share that taste with others is called Jivadaya. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by his activities, by his pastimes, by his dealings, he demonstrated how to have these three things, how to have taste for the holy name, how to serve the Vaishnavas, and how to show the compassion to all the living entities in this world. And the same mission is continued by the great Acharyas. and we are so fortunate to be a part of this wonderful society. Especially this temple is so very extraordinarily unique in our entire mission practically, because this temple is such thing which are nowhere else. It's entire Vrindavan is manifesting here. Here is Radha Gopinath with so many associates. There are deers and there are monkeys. I have never seen monkey on any other altar so far. There are monkeys and there are cows and there are peacocks and there are parrots. There are swans. There are kadamba tree behind. And there are, you know, prominent, the most dear gopas of the Lord on this side and the gopis on that side. And so many, there are peacocks on the top. So the entire Vrindavan is being manifesting here in its form, and also by the, you know, guidance, teaching and training of His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, and all the devotees are assisting him. There's Vrindavan manifesting in the heart of all the devotees. Such loving, sweet dealings. You know, whosoever comes here, and then later if he meets me, he says, this is something very special. Everyone is so broadly smiling and so happy, and they just get carried away in the tsunami of happiness which emerges in this great temple hall. So it's a very, very great fortune to be a part of this yatra, this temple. And I'm very grateful, very fortunate that I got a chance to do some little service for the pleasure of all the devotees by the mercy of His Grace Baldev Prabhu and all other devotees. So I thank you all very, very much for accepting it. If there are any mistakes or any wrong things in my presentation, please forgive me for that. Hare Krishna. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai Gaurav.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Kripya, baith sahiye. Kindly be seated for a few announcements. Hare Krishna, kindly be seated. Hare Krishna, kripya baith jaye. Hare Krishna, please be seated. Kripya baith jaye. Hare Krishna. So first of all, we would like to welcome those guests and devotees who have come to our Sunday feast program for the very first time. Sarvapratham hum un bhakton tatha atithiyon ka swagat karna chahenge jo aaj pehli baar hamare Sunday karyakram mein aaye hain. Our reception team of devotees standing near Hanumanji Vigraha will welcome you to Shri Radha Gopinath Mandir by offering you the special Mahaprasadam of their Lordship Shri Radha Gopinath Ji. And if you have any questions regarding Krishna consciousness in general or any this temple and its activities in particular, they will very happily answer your questions. So hamare swagat adhyaksh ke jo team ke jo bhaktgan hai, wo aapko आपका हार्दिक स्वागत करेंगे और आपको श्री राधा गोपीनाथ जी का विशेष महाप्रसादन देंगे ही. साथ ही साथ यदि आपको इस मंदिर या इस्कॉन संस्था के संबंध में कोई प्रश्न हो तो अत्यंत प्रसन्नता पूर्वक उसका उत्तर भी देंगे. सो वी वुड लाइक टू रिक्वेस्ट दोज हु हैव कम फॉर द संडे कार्यक्रम संडे प्रोग्राम फॉर द वेरी फर्स्ट टाइम. Kindly stand in their places so that we can properly welcome them. जो आज पहली बार इस संडे कार्यक्रम में आए हैं, कृपया अपने स्थान में खड़े हो जाएं ताकि हम आपका समुचित स्वागत कर सकें। हरे कृष्णा। सो वी वुड लाइक टू थैंक यू फॉर टेकिंग आउट योर वेरी वैल्यूएबल टाइम एंड कमिंग टू दिस संडे कार्यक्रम फॉर द फर्स्ट टाइम। We would like to pray at the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath ji that let today's program be a very auspicious beginning for a long and blissful life in Krishna consciousness for all of you, and that you may please keep coming back here every Sunday and enthusing us with your presence. तो आप अपना बहुमूल्य समय निकालकर हमारे संडे कार्यक्रम में आए, इसके लिए हम आपको धन्यवाद देना चाहते हैं। और हम श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ जी के चरण कमलों में यह प्रार्थना करते हैं कि आज का यह संडे फिस्ट आपके उज्जवल कृष्ण महामृत का एक शुभारंभ बने और आप प्रत्येक रविवार यहां आकर हमें प्रोत्साहित करते रहें। सो वी वुड लाइक टू वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू टू अवर संडे फिस्ट प्रोग्राम इन अवर ट्रेडिशनल स्टाइल बाय लाउडली चैंडिंग थ्री टाइम्स हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल। कृपया बैठ जाएं, काइंडली टेक योर सीट्स। Immediately after the prasadam prayers, which will be chanted after the kirtan, you all can assemble near Hanumanji Vigraha, where you will receive your mahaprasadam and answer to your questions. So, abhi kirtan ke paschat, Hanumanji ke Vigraha ke